It's a familiar tightrope walk, isn't it? Trying to squeeze more impactful marketing out of, well, fewer resources, less time, and those ever-shrinking budgets.
Oh, absolutely. Feels like you need a magic wand sometimes.
You really do.
And that whole pressure cooker environment is really forcing a smarter approach, you know?
Yeah. How so?
Well, the days of marketing based purely on intuition. I mean, they might offer the occasional win, sure, but they're increasingly risky when you're operating lean.
Right. Gut feelings only get you so far, especially now.
Exactly.
And that's precisely where we're heading in this deep dive. Understanding how building your marketing growth on a bedrock of data isn't just a smart move anymore. It seems like it's the non-negotiable foundation for real sustainable success.
You've hit the nail on the head. Think of it this way. I remember when GPS first became mainstream.
Yeah, vaguely. Changed everything for navigation.
Right. Suddenly, we weren't just, guessing the best route. We had real-time data guiding our every turn.
Okay, see the analogy.
It's the same fundamental shift we're seeing in marketing. Businesses, whether they're tiny startups or established household names, they're tapping into data to make infinitely more informed decisions.
And it's not as simple as it used to be, right? I mean, our customers aren't just on one platform anymore.
Not at all.
They're bouncing between apps, websites, social media, probably on multiple devices, too.
Totally. Phones, laptops, tablets.
Trying to piece together that journey based on a hunch, it feels like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
The modern customer journey is this incredibly intricate web of interactions. And without the ability to collect, analyze, and crucially, understand the data generated at each of those touch points, well, you're essentially missing the map. You're lost.
Okay. So the mission for this deep dive then is to really get under the hood of building these data-driven marketing operations.
Let's do it.
We want to pull out the key insights that help you, the listener, move beyond those gut feelings and start making decisions based on solid evidence.
Paving the way for scalable growth. That's the goal.
Exactly. Okay, so let's really dig in here. Why is establishing a robust data foundation so absolutely essential for marketing teams, especially navigating today's landscape?
Well, at its core, a strong data foundation allows marketing teams to shift from looking in the rearview mirror
Okay.
to actually seeing the road ahead instead of just reacting to past performance, maybe last quarter's numbers.
Right, which is already old news.
Pretty
Right.
much. They can operate with real-time awareness of what's happening now and gain valuable insights into potential future outcomes.
Ah, so it's about agility.
Agility is crucial,
Yeah.
yes, for making timely adjustments and building more effective long-term strategies, not just knee-jerk reactions.
Right. It's about having a clear, dynamic picture of reality, not just a static snapshot from yesterday.
Precisely.
And a major advantage that keeps coming up is this idea of a unified customer view. How does this solid data foundation make that possible? Because it sounds great, but maybe a bit abstract.
It can sound abstract, sure. Imagine you're trying to understand a friend, but you only ever talk to them through email.
Okay, yeah. I'd miss a lot. Body language, tone.
Exactly, you'd miss a huge part of their personality, right? It's similar with customers. A unified view means strategically connecting all the data points related to a single customer across every interaction they have with your brand.
So everything, like what?
Could be their purchase history from your CRM, their browsing activity on your website, tracked by analytics, how they engage with your ads on different platforms, maybe even their mentions of your brand on social media.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of
It
sources.
is. But when you bring all that information into one central place, you start to see the full, multifaceted picture of that individual customer, not just isolated actions.
Okay, so it's really about breaking down those data silos we always hear about,
That's the key.
getting everything to communicate
Yes,
properly.
on it.
And what's the real, game-changing impact of having this 360-degree customer view? What does it let you do?
The impact is profound, honestly.
Yeah.
For one, it allows for hypersegmentation.
Hypersegmentation, meaning super specific groups.
Exactly. Instead of broad brushstrokes like, women aged 25-40, you can create incredibly precise audience segments based on actual behaviors, preferences, purchase history, demographics, the works.
Okay.
This granular understanding then fuels truly personalized experiences. You can tailor your messaging so it actually resonates with specific needs.
Makes sense.
Offer products they're genuinely interested in, maybe based on what they just browsed, and even choose the communication channels they actually prefer.
So no more generic email blasts that get ignored.
Hopefully fewer. Yeah. The result, significantly higher conversion rates because you're delivering relevant value to the right people at precisely the right moment.
Do we have any sense of how much higher?
Well, it varies, obviously, but some companies have reported conversion uplifts of, say, 20% or even more simply by implementing this level of data-driven personalization.
Wow. Okay. 20% is definitely a tangible difference, not just theoretical.
Not at all. Real bottom line impact.
So we've established why this strong data foundation is crucial. Now let's maybe zoom out a bit and look at the bigger picture. What are some of the more expansive benefits that organizations experience when they truly embrace data-driven marketing across their entire operation?
Right. So when you operate at scale with data as your guide, several powerful advantages emerge. One big one is enhanced customer targeting. It becomes incredibly refined.
Refined how? Beyond the segmentation we just talked about.
Yeah, because you're not just using static demographic data. You're leveraging real-time behavioral insights, things happening right now, to pinpoint high-intent segments.
High-intent, meaning people who look like they're ready to buy.
Exactly. Those customers who are actively showing signals that they're close to making a purchase, or at least seriously considering it. This precision means your marketing efforts become far more efficient.
So instead of casting a wide net and hoping for a few bites, you're essentially using, I don't know, a fishing spear with laser accuracy.
That's a good way to think about it, yeah. Less waste, more direct hits.
Okay, and that leads directly to the next point you mentioned earlier, smarter budget allocation. How does data empower us to make more strategic decisions about where our marketing spend actually goes?
Think of your marketing budget as like an investment portfolio.
Okay.
Data provides the analytics to see which investments are yielding the highest returns and which ones are, well, lagging behind.
So you can see what's actually working.
Clearly.
Yeah.
By meticulously tracking key metrics, things like customer acquisition cost, CLC, conversion rates across different channels, customer lifetime value, CLV, you gain a clear objective understanding of what's driving results and what isn't.
No more guessing which channel deserves more budget.
Right. This allows you to confidently shift resources away from underperforming areas and, critically, double down on the strategies and channels that are delivering the best results.
Which logically leads to higher ROI.
A significantly higher overall ROI, typically. We've seen examples of companies reallocating as much as, say, 30% of their marketing budget to higher performing channels based purely on these data insights.
30%, that's huge. It's moving from gut-based spending to truly evidence-based investment.
That's the core idea.
Another key benefit you mentioned is the streamlining of marketing operations. How does data help make our marketing processes more efficient, less manual grunt work?
Absolutely. Data is basically the engine that drives effective automation.
How so?
Well, by setting up intelligent workflows triggered by specific data points, for example, automatically sending a follow-up email if someone abandons their cart.
Okay, I get those sometimes.
Or automatically nurturing leads based on their engagement with your website content, or segmenting email lists based on past purchase behavior.
Right.
Marketing teams can offload a huge amount of repetitive manual tasks.
Which frees them up for other things.
Exactly. It not only saves time and reduces the potential for human error, but it also frees up marketers to focus on more strategic creative initiatives. Plus, it allows for a much larger scale of personalized execution without sacrificing quality. You can talk to thousands of people personally at scale.
Automation that's actually smart, driven by data, not just blindly automatic.
Precisely.
And it gets even more sophisticated, doesn't it? You also talked about predictive analytics and forecasting. That sounds like moving from reacting to actually anticipating the market.
Exactly right. That's kind of the next level. By applying advanced analytical techniques, like machine learning, to historical data, businesses can start to identify patterns and trends that allow them to anticipate future market shifts, predict customer needs before they even necessarily vocalize them, and even forecast the potential success or failure of upcoming campaigns with a reasonable degree of accuracy.
That foresight seems incredibly powerful.
It enables more proactive planning, quicker adjustments to strategy if things aren't looking good, and ultimately, it can offer a significant competitive advantage.
Being able to see even just a little bit into the future like that, yeah, that could be a massive advantage. And finally, you touched on the crucial aspect of improved customer experience. How does all this data, all this tech, ultimately translate into happier, more loyal customers?
No, it really all boils down to relevance and frankly, respect for their time and needs.
Okay.
When you truly understand your customers through data, what they want, when they want it, how they want to hear about it, you can deliver experiences that feel tailored and valuable, not intrusive or generic.
So less annoying marketing.
Ideally, yes. It means providing the right content through the right channel at precisely the right time in their specific journey.
That creates a smoother experience, I guess.
Much smoother. A more seamless, frictionless, and ultimately more enjoyable experience for the customer. They feel understood and valued, not just like another number.
And that builds loyalty.
Absolutely. It builds stronger relationships and fosters long-term loyalty. Think about receiving a personalized recommendation. That's exactly what you were looking for. That feeling of, huh, this company gets me.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
That feeling is powered by data.
So it's kind of a virtuous cycle. Better data leads to better, more relevant experiences, which leads to happier, more loyal customers, and ultimately better business outcomes.
You've got it. It all connects.
Okay, this is making a lot of sense theoretically. Now let's try to get into some real-world examples to make this even more concrete. You mentioned a few different industries earlier. Can you give us some specific illustrations of how data-driven marketing is being applied in practice? Maybe let's start with the retail sector. E-commerce seems like an obvious place.
Oh, definitely. In e-commerce, the use of data has become incredibly sophisticated. Think about how online retailers analyze your browsing behavior.
Right, like what products I click on.
Exactly. What products you've looked at, how long you might have lingered on certain pages, what you put in your cart. They also track cart abandonment very closely, trying to understand why you decided not to complete that purchase. And they dive deep into your past purchase history to understand your preferences and buying patterns over time.
Okay, so gathering all that behavioral data, then what?
Well, all this data fuels highly personalized email campaigns. They might recommend complimentary products to something you just got.
Yeah, I see those.
Or offer discounts on items you've shown interest in but haven't bought yet. Or even, in some cases, dynamically adjust pricing based on demand signals and your specific browsing activity.
Dynamic pricing based on my activity.
Interesting. It happens. And the results can be significant. For example, some retailers see, say, a 10-15% increase in sales just from those personalized product recommendations driven by this kind of data.
Okay, 10-15% is definitely worth chasing. That's the power of turning online behavior into tailored offers. What about a more maybe traditional industry like automotive? How are car dealerships leveraging data? Seems different from online retail.
It is different, but they're becoming increasingly data savvy too. They use things like lead scoring models.
Lead scoring, what's that?
It's basically a way to rank potential buyers based on how likely they seem to make a purchase. It looks at their online interactions, things like visits to specific model pages on the website, requests for a test drive, maybe submitting a finance application.
Ah, so it flags the hotter leads.
Exactly. It helps prioritize follow-up. They also leverage location data quite a bit.
How so?
To target individuals in specific geographic areas, maybe within a certain radius of the dealership, with relevant online ads and promotions.
Makes sense. Target people who can actually come to the dealership.
Right. It ensures their marketing spend is focused on reaching people who are not only interested, but are actually in the market for a vehicle locally, rather than just a broad generic audience.
So it's moving beyond just billboards and generic newspaper ads to really pinpointing potential buyers at the right moment with relevant offers.
That's the goal, yes. Much more efficient use of budget.
Okay. And finally, you mentioned healthcare and wellness brands. How is data playing a role in that sector? Seems sensitive.
It is sensitive, so privacy and compliance are paramount, obviously. But predictive modeling can be incredibly impactful, particularly for customer retention and maybe adherence to treatment plans.
Okay, how would that work?
Well, for example, if a customer regularly purchases a specific vitamin or supplement,
right?
Data analysis, looking at their past purchase frequency, can predict when they are likely to need a refill.
Ah, okay. Like clockwork for some people.
Pretty much. So this allows the company to proactively reach out, maybe with a helpful reminder, email, or convenient subscription offer just before they run out.
That seems genuinely useful, not just salesy.
It can be. It improves customer retention for the company, sure, but it can also potentially contribute to better health outcomes for the customer if they stay on track with their supplements or prescriptions. It's about anticipating needs and providing timely value.
These examples really do illustrate the diverse applications of data-driven marketing across very different industries. It's not just for tech companies.
Not at all. It's becoming fundamental everywhere.
Now, for someone listening who's thinking, okay, this all sounds fantastic, but honestly, it feels a bit overwhelming. Where do I even begin to build this data foundation? What are some concrete first steps they should consider?
That's a really important question. The absolute first step, before you buy any fancy tools or anything, is to take a hard look at your current data landscape.
Just figure out what you already have.
Exactly. Conduct a thorough audit of all your existing data sources. Where is your customer data actually residing right now? Is it stuck in your CRM? Is it in your website analytics platform? Hmm. Maybe social media insights tools, old spreadsheets?
Probably all of the above for many businesses.
Often, yes. Then ask, how is it currently being collected and used? Are these different systems integrated in any way, or are they totally separate silos?
Mm-hmm.
And crucially, is the data relatively clean and reliable, or is it a mess? Understanding your current data ecosystem, the good, the bad, and the ugly, is the vital starting point.
You can't build a solid house on a shaky foundation, right?
Precisely. You can't build on what you don't know you have, or if what you have is unreliable.
Okay, so step one, take inventory, understand the current state. What's the next essential piece of the puzzle after that audit?
Once you have a clear understanding of your existing data, where it is, what shape it's in, the next critical step is to evaluate and likely invest in the right technology infrastructure.
Okay, the tools. What kind of tools are we talking about typically?
This often includes a robust customer relationship management system, a CRM, to manage customer interactions and centralized data.
Got it.
Increasingly, a customer data platform, or CDP, is becoming key. Its main job is to centralize and unify customer data from all those various sources we talked about.
So the CDP connects the dots between the CRM, the website, etc.
That's right, yes. Yeah. To create that unified view. And then you usually need marketing automation tools to actually use that unified data to streamline your campaigns and workflows with those data-driven triggers.
CRM, CDP, automation, sounds like the core stack.
They form the essential technical framework for a strong data foundation, generally speaking.
Okay, so that sounds like laying the pipes and wiring for your data-driven marketing house. What comes after you have the foundational technology starting to get put in place? Is it just about the tech?
No. Definitely not just about the tech. It's equally essential to ensure that all the relevant teams within your organization, particularly marketing, sales, and customer service or operations, are aligned.
Aligned on what?
Aligned on the key performance indicators, KPIs that matter, and aligned on the overarching business goals that this data strategy is supposed to support. Everyone needs to be speaking the same language.
Mm-hmm.
And measuring success using the same, agreed upon, data-driven metrics. This fosters a unified approach and ensures that data insights are actually being used consistently across the entire customer journey, not just in one department's silo.
Right, so marketing and sales aren't using totally different numbers to describe the same customer.
Exactly. Shared understanding and shared metrics that makes perfect sense for creating a cohesive strategy that actually works.
Okay, audit, tech stack, team alignment. What's the final piece? Is there an ongoing process for maintaining and continuously improving this data-driven approach? Or do you set it up and you're done?
Oh, it's definitely not set it and forget it. Building a data-driven marketing operation isn't a one-time project. It's really an ongoing journey of continuous optimization.
Always tweaking, always learning.
Pretty much. This involves consistently employing techniques like A/B testing, different messages, different offers, different landing pages to understand what resonates best with your audience segments.
Okay.
It means implementing more sophisticated attribution models to accurately understand which marketing touch points are really driving conversions, not just the last click.
That's a big one. Attribution.
Huge. And requires establishing regular reporting mechanisms, dashboards, reviews to track progress, identify areas for improvement, spot new trends, and adapt your strategies based on the insights you gain from the data.
So it's a constant cycle. Measure, analyze, learn, iterate.
Exactly. Continuous learning and refinement is the name of the game.
Okay. So to kind of bring it all together then, it seems incredibly clear that in today's marketing environment, data isn't just some added bonus or a nice to have.
Not anymore.
It really is the very bedrock upon which successful and, importantly, scalable strategies have to be built.
Precisely. In this increasingly complex and, let's face it, competitive landscape, businesses that make a strategic ongoing investment in building robust, data-powered marketing operations aren't just keeping pace.
Mm-hmm.
They're actively setting themselves up for sustained growth and real long-term success, It's becoming table stakes.
It really sounds like it. So maybe a final thought for you listening. As you're reflecting on your own marketing efforts, consider this. What is maybe one specific area, just one, where a deeper, more insightful use of data could potentially unlock significant growth for you?
Yeah, where could you start? It doesn't have to be a massive overhaul overnight.
Right. Even taking that first small step toward building a stronger data foundation, maybe just starting with that audit we talked about, could lead to surprisingly impactful results down the line.
Absolutely. It's definitely a journey worth embarking on.